For not to speak of his readiness in ordinary duties, repairing stove boats, sprung spars, reforming the shape of clumsy bladed oars, inserting bull's eyes in the deck, or new tree nails in the side planks, and other miscellaneous matters more directly pertaining to his special business, he was, moreover, unhesitatingly expert in all manner of conflicting aptitudes, both useful and capricious. The one grand stage where he enacted all his various parts, so manifold, was his vice-bench, a long, rude, ponderous table furnished with several vices of different sizes, and both of iron and of wood. At all times, except when whales were alongside, this bench was securely lashed athwartships against the rear of the tryworks. A belaying pin is found too large to be easily inserted into its hole. The carpenter claps it into one of his ever-ready vices, and straightway files it smaller. A lost land bird of strange plumage strays on board and is made a captive. Out of clean-shaved rods of right whalebone and cross-beams of sperm whale ivory, the carpenter makes a pagoda-looking cage for it. An oarsman sprains his wrist. The carpenter concocts a soothing lotion. Stubb longed for vermilion stars to be painted upon the blade of his every oar. Screwing each oar in his big vise of wood, the carpenter symmetrically supplies the constellation.